This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, September 28th. Hump Day will be more like a valley when it comes to temperatures this week. According to the National Weather Service, there will be areas of frost in the Cedar Rapids area before 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 62 degrees. On Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of around 36 degrees. Temperatures should rise back into the 70s by Friday and stick there throughout the weekend. Iowa's state budget has an unspent surplus of nearly $2 billion, Governor Kim Reynolds announced on Tuesday, 54% higher than last year's record-breaking level. That surplus comes on top of the $8.1 billion of state funding expended in the budget year that ended June 30th. And represents an increase of $670 million over the previous surplus, according to figures from the governor's office and the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency. The budget surplus growing to $1.91 billion could give cover for State House Republicans to enact even more state tax cuts during next year's legislative session, should they retain control after this fall's elections. The tax cuts enacted this year, largely to state income taxes, eventually will result in $1.9 billion less in state tax revenue annually, compared with current rates. By 2026, a 3.9% flat tax rate will apply to all taxpayers, regardless of income. A federal judge has struck down the third attempt by the Iowa legislature to stop animal welfare groups from secretly filming livestock abuse. According to reporting from the Associated Press, a judge's decision on Monday rejected the law approved by Iowa lawmakers in April 2021 that makes it a crime to trespass on a property, to place a camera to record or transmit images. The law, which had support from Republicans and some Democrats, made the first offense punishable by up to 2 years in prison, and subsequent offenses a felony. These laws, and others like them nationally, are usually labeled as ag-gag laws, as they are designed to protect farmers at the expense of the outside world knowing what they do on their farms. Farmers argue intruders could track disease into their farms and want to unfairly portray their livestock practices, while animal welfare groups say producers don't want the public to see how farm animals are treated. Earlier ag-gag lawsuits have resulted in courts striking down similar laws in North Carolina, Kansas, Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming. The Linn County Board of Supervisors will make its final allocation of $13 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding in October. The applicants, among them not-for-profits and other local governments, have requested around $77 million in total. The supervisors said Monday they would discuss the second round of funding at their October 10th informal meeting, with the intention of making the allocation decisions at their October 12th formal meeting. The largest remaining request that has not yet been funded is from the Cedar Rapids Public Library. The library is asking for $6 million for a new Westside Library and Opportunity Center to replace the Ladd Library, which is leased and situated in a strip mall on Williams Boulevard.